Chapter 62. The note was hand-printed in big block letters with blue ink. To find out about your serial killer, be at the food court at Northeast Mall at 7 p.m. Thursday. Alone! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. The letters looked a little wavery, as if the writer were old. Probably printed it left-handed, Jesse said. To frustrate the handwriting experts, Molly said. Yep. Is handwriting analysis really that effective? Molly said. Jesse smiled and looked as if he thought it wasn't. You know that mall, Jesse said. I'm a suburban mother, Molly said. Of course I do. Don't you? I'm not a suburban mother, Jesse said. I'll go up there this afternoon and scope it out. You haven't ever been there? Only outside, Jesse said, when I met Candace there. Hard to imagine, Molly said. Do you think it's them? Yep. What are you going to do? Show up, Jesse said. It's Tuesday, Molly said. We have today and tomorrow to get ready. How crowded would it be on a Thursday evening, Jesse said. Quite, Molly said. It's crowded every night, and it's time to be buying the spring wardrobe. Sure it is. There are a bunch of exits from the mall, Molly said, not counting the ones the stores use, you know, for trucks, deliveries and stuff. Be hard to cover them all. I'm sure the state police will help, and the local cops will give us some people. Jesse shook his head. Too many jurisdictions, he said. I won't be able to control it. We can coordinate through Vargas, Molly said. These are smart people, Jesse said. But surely they don't think we won't try to catch them, Molly said. They probably like that, Jesse said. They like it? Raises the risk, makes it more exciting. So why not be there in force, Molly said. Cover every exit, have plainclothes people all over the food court. They like risk, Jesse said, but they don't like certainty. They don't want to get caught. They only want the danger of getting caught. They want to be shot at and missed, Molly said. Exactly, Jesse said. And you're afraid that if there are too many different people involved, somebody will give it away. And we'll lose them. You're assuming, Molly said, that their purpose is to kill you. Yep. So why do it this way? They know where you live. Why not just lurk around there and shoot you when you come home? Same reason they've been flirting with me, buying me lunch, being my pals, Jesse said. They are, after all, crazy, Molly said. I tend to forget that. So not everything they do is logical to us, Jesse said. On the other hand, crazy doesn't mean stupid. They've chosen a public place with many exits. The parking lot leads to many roadways that lead in many directions. It is a good place to escape from. It is an easy place not to be noticed, and it is a hard place for us to start shooting. So we put our people there early around the food court, Molly said. Suit and I can be there as a married couple shopping for cruise wear. You're 10 years older than Suit, Jesse said. Yes, but I do not look it. True, Jesse said, but can't be Suit. They know him. Well, me and Anthony then, Molly said. We keep Suit out of sight. I don't want it to be you, Mal, Jesse said. Why not? You got kids and a husband, Jesse said. And Anthony has kids and a wife, Molly said. I was afraid you'd remember that, Jesse said. It's because I'm a woman, Molly said. Jesse was silent. It is, isn't it, Molly said. Yes. Well, it's lovely and chivalrous of you, Molly said, and I know you do it because you care about me, but it still demeans me. I know, Jesse said. God, you're irritating. I can't even fight with you. You and Anthony can be snacking in the food court, Jesse said. Wear your vest. You too, Molly said. Jesse nodded. Spring fashions, he said.